Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. Hello, I'm Santi. I'm here with Ruth Ann. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thanks.
Good. And we're coming into fall. We're coming into a lot of changes that people are going through, and the discussion today is on the empty nest.
Right.
So what things are you going to cover as far as the empty nest?
One of the big things I'd like to cover is the empty nest as an opportunity to help our young people learn how to do change and learn how to benefit from this type of transition. So often we send them off with their suitcases packed and with, plenty of money, hopefully, or enough money to manage the experience on the other end when they arrive. But we haven't spent much time talking about the emotional experience of going through a change or an ending. So this is a really good opportunity to kind of one more thing that a parent can do when their child goes off someplace.
Definitely.
Either to work or to into the military or to school or to live in some other place.
Okay, good. And I think that that's something that not a lot of people experience. So you're going to talk about that emotional side, not just the administrative portion or the kind of the functional aspect. You're going to be talking about the emotional piece,
right,
too.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's pretty easy to think about, well, what do we need to help them make sure all their clothes are clean and mm-hmm. packed? And do they need to have their car worked on if they're driving, or what about what happens when they arrive? Do we need to do anything to make that arrival be secure and safe? But we don't talk about it as an ending and a change and a way to make that a launch into a really good next section or part of their life.
Definitely. And then modeling some things for them that they can then continue throughout their life.
Right. Well, and at the same time, it's a change for us as mm-hmm. parents. So I'm going to talk about that as well.
Okay. So you want to jump into, I guess, how about the coping part or managing the change part from the personal side of things?
For the parent teaching the child?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? One of the things that happens in change is it's important to say goodbye. And so I encourage clients when they come in and have, they're either the young person themselves or a parent thinking about, what am I going to do when my young person makes this major move? And so we talk about how to help their family member, their loved one, say goodbye. And I'll even go so far as to say, I think it's important to say goodbye to the place, mm-hmm. to, and it may be a series of places for somebody who's grown up in a community and maybe spent much of their time in that community. There probably are a number of places in that community where special memories have been made or certain events have taken place. So say goodbye to your school, say goodbye to certainly the family home at this time, say goodbye to places, Frisco Freeze, for example.
Sure. Those are really good ideas.
Yeah. And the reason we do that is that it signals to us when we're the one leaving that this is a real leaving. This is a true change. And it's one of those it is a concrete thing that we can do to send the message to our heart and our brain that this is real. And so I'm saying goodbye to this. And it's also an honoring of what that place has meant to us. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage the young person to spend a little bit of time saying goodbye. And people feel kind of funny about this. You mean I need to go say goodbye to my bedroom? And I said, well, yeah, it doesn't hurt to just maybe stand in the doorway and say, I'm so grateful for mm-hmm. all the safety and the good times and the hard work and everything that took place in this room. And I want to thank the room for it. people go, oh, well, okay. And but it does make a difference to honor the different places in that way.
And I think you're saying it almost releases that emotion then that you have towards that space.
Right. And also it says this is real, mm-hmm. that I am not coming back. If I come back to this place, I will be different. And I'm going out from here, and I'm going to grow and learn new things, and come back impacted by that. And mm-hmm. so it's I think maybe ascending to our brain and again our heart and our spirit that let's be ready for the growing and the stretching that we're going to do when we go out from here.
That's really good. Yeah. And so that's one of the things to prepare.
Right.
What are some other things that a person can do to prepare for the change?
I think be aware that there's going to be some feelings associated with it. Some of the obvious ones are sadness at leaving a place that we know so well. There may be some worry accompanied or a fear accompanied by the thought that, oh my, I'm going out into new challenges, and how am I going to manage? Am I going to be able to, take advantage of these new opportunities and not fall on my face and do dumb things? And so I think it's the emotional part is both the sadness at leaving, particularly people that mean a lot to us. And it's not that we're probably going to be away from these people forever, but again, we're not going to see them day to day, and we're not going to come back the same. And this is really true if the person leaving is going into the military. Mm-hmm. And certainly that has opportunities for so much growth and so many new experiences, and if the person ends up going into a war setting, which is possible, they may come back really impacted by it. Mm-hmm. So it's a signaling that we're going out from here and we're going into new challenges, and we're going to be open to those and wanting to do those in the way that will be the healthiest and the best for us.
Mm-hmm. So we have the saying goodbye and preparing and having the realization that it's really happening, mm-hmm. that the change is really happening.
Right.
What else? What are some other things that either the person who is going to be leaving or the person who's having the person leave?
I'm going to talk about the parent for a minute who has a loved one, a younger, probably leaving and going away. And at first, it may be this just wrenching feeling that, what am I going to do? How am I going to manage? And this is particularly true for a parent who, or a person who has really focused much of their energy on taking care of the person who's leaving. And for a young person who's leaving, it may have been their activities in school that were fun to support and gave a sense of community. I remember when our kids left and graduated from school, we no longer had the community of school. As parents, we no longer saw the other parents, and because they weren't necessarily close geographically. And so where we used to really have fun going to activities at the school and seeing other parents there and being engaged in activities in that place, once our children graduated from that school, that whole community no longer was available to us. And so it changes the parent too, because if the focus has been so intense with the school or the community that then is no longer available because the person who really was connected to it is gone, that leaves a big hole in sure. our lives. And so for parents who had not as many places where their activities were invested, this is going to be create some challenges for mm-hmm. a while. And when first thinking about that, I think people can be, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And for a while, they will have to go through some hard thinking, some investigating, some maybe feeling abandoned by the school a little bit. I remember we went back to the school. They have a Christmas Advent occasion, and we went back one time after our kids graduated. Didn't really know anybody there anymore, not very many people, and it was not very satisfying.
And we not the same at all.
Not the same at all. And we realized, gosh, it's you just can't go back. Mm-hmm. And so a parent who has an awareness that is coming up, there's going to be some sadness about that. And so starting to think about maybe way ahead of the ending in the summer or graduation or in that last year, well, what else might I want to start doing with my life? And of course, there's all kinds of things that people can do. There's volunteer activities, there's investment in other kids or other school, back to school or learning, or there's just lots of things
creative,
we can do.
Creative things.
Sure. It means asking the question, what else could I be interested in with this new time when my loved one is away at school or in the military or whatever? It leaves a big block of time. Mm-hmm. and so at first it's like, oh, what am I going to do? And then the questions start becoming answered. And so we start finding things that are interesting. And I remember, and plus, if your last child is going away to school and you and your spouse now have each other you're to look at over the breakfast table at the dinner table and not have the children supplying topics of conversation, for some parents that's a real challenge because they've gotten away from really connecting in an intense way, a satisfying way with the person left behind. And so the challenge is to reinvest time in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think for some families that becomes a time of real challenge. If possible, I would hope people could see it as a wonderful time of opportunity. I remember, I'm not sure how long it was after our last child was gone from home, and Terry and I looked at each other and go, hey, this could be a whole lot of fun. And so that's the transformation that I would like people to know is going to eventually take place with some attention and some hope and some courage to face it with optimism instead Sure. of with, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with this big change?
It's an opportunity rather than focusing on the loss or the that emptiness.
Although the loss in the initial phases needs to be recognized.
Yeah. You have to go through that.
Yeah, you do. It signals how important the relationship is, but it will change. The mm-hmm. kids go away and they come back, and that's another piece of it. If your loved one is going away to school, to college, out of the area, they do come back, and then that creates another opportunity for, okay, they're back again, but they're not the same, mm-hmm. and we're not the same. We've all kind of adjusted, and now we need to rediscover, well, who are we with our changes having been made?
Kind of where everything fits back in.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting time.
Yes.
But it's such an opportunity for personal growth that's pretty safe. When kids go away and come back, someone leaves to go into the Peace Corps or certainly into the military, that's a huge growing experience, and people come back from that very different.
Sure. So we talked a little bit about the parent preparing for the change and also helping the child or the young adult prepare for the change. What can that young adult do, or what, I guess, what are some other things that the parent can do to help them prepare for that transition?
I think to be really aware of the fact that this is a big deal. It's the first big change most people go through, unless, I mean, some families move a lot, military families move, and youngsters in those families learn to pick up and move easily, or they get challenged by it in a pretty dramatic way. But for most people who've lived in a little more stable environment, this is a big deal. And so to use it as an opportunity to build trust in themselves, that they, with some equipment in the way of tools to manage change and some information, that they're going to be able to manage change, because change is constant. Mm-hmm. And to have confidence in ourselves and know that we can handle change, that we can do what it takes to move through changes in a healthy way, I think is a gift for life.
Mm-hmm. It is. And what about, I guess, are there any things that they can do, any rituals or any maybe things on an emotional level?
Well, I think, in fact, as you and I were talking ahead mm-hmm. of our conversation right now, that you gave your dad a card when you yeah. left and wrote something for him on that and a gift. If we would like to do that, I think those are things that anything that we can say that could be maybe looked at again. I think cards, I love cards. It does, again, signal that I am taking this change seriously for mm-hmm. the young person to do that.
And that distinguishes that time.
Right, yeah. So
that's really good. So we talked about the parent and getting prepared, and the child also preparing mm-hmm. them, and some things that they can do over their, they can use over and over again in their life.
Right, right.
Anything else? Any other checklists or items?
I think the biggest point that I want to make with empty nest, this empty nest conversation, is that it is an opportunity to build some confidence and relay some skills in managing change. Mm-hmm. Because if a person can manage change and not be afraid of it, they can take advantage of all the opportunities in new beginnings. And the more we are able to do an ending that is clean and lets us be free to move forward into a new beginning, mm-hmm. The more we're going to make that new beginning a really rich experience for us.
That's a perfect place to end.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.